No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
At Raising Cane's, we focus on being the best at one thing and getting it right every time. Which is why every hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken finger meal we serve is made just for you.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Thursday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Third hour is always sponsored by our friends at NEPCO.
The goal!
Now hiring at Concrete Industries for precast production labor. Check them out at concreteindustries.com or at NEPCO.com.
Thanks for letting me do that.
You're welcome.
You do it better, though. That sounded ill.
You've got this now. We've made a transition. Do any of you two guys have your handprints anywhere in concrete?
I don't think so.
I do. I have my hands don't. In.
Why do you ask?
Yeah, at my grandma Blanche's house, I have my hand. They poured a little patch of concrete, and I got to put my hand in it.
I don't think
yes.
So.
Approximate age?
4 or 5.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. You have no one.
Preschool Bill.
You don't have your hand in concrete.
I might have one, and I got the sun in my eyes. I'll tell you that much.
Hey,
right
Bill.
Now.
I don't think I do.
Yeah, I've got it. Me and my sister. And then we wrote our cousin's name in there, Gwen and Wade, but they weren't there. So we just wrote their names in the concrete.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's very kind
they weren't
of you
there
guys.
For it.
Very considerate.
But me and my sister's hands are in concrete.
I wish I could say
get your kids' hand in some concrete somewhere.
Cool parenting tips.
It's cool parenting tips.
It's like
today's cool parenting tips, and I just threw one out there. Get your kid's hand in concrete. It matters. It does matter.
Now that you mentioned, I wish I would have played more tetherball, and I wish I would have put my hand in concrete.
There's still time. You could do that.
We can do both.
You're right.
There is still time.
Should we have that out here? What's that, your star on Hollywood Boulevard? Yeah, we should have that here. Maybe Jake, you could do it. We do our redo this
right out here.
We could have Jay Terry's star in there. All the famous people that came by.
Can you put that blind down?
I don't know.
This is new. This is new. This
blinded
has never
right
happened.
Now.
Yeah. This is new, and what's happening is Jake has sunshine directly
on his face.
So this is because the time changed. So at this point, it was 9:15, right? A month ago, and so Swim was the one getting the blinded for the drive. Now I'm at that time frame.
You think
here.
It's blinding you? You think what do you think it's doing to us, albino?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, put some makeup on that forehead.
It's not going to help.
White. Wow.
Yeah, I know. Yesterday, James Franklin was introduced as the head coach at Virginia Tech. Mm-hmm. He had his press conference. So it makes me ask. Now, Lane Kiffin, we'll get to that in this conversation.
Okay.
Is potentially on the move to LSU or Florida if he doesn't stay at Ole Miss. But I'm curious, is there a chance that James Franklin is the best hire of this cycle before it actually kicks off around college football? Mm.
Well, you never know what. Obviously, you always have the classic line, let it play out. But if you went through James Franklin, you said, "Okay, how do you do at Vanderbilt? Really good. Mm-hmm. How do you do at Penn State? Beat everyone he was supposed to beat, basically, until his last few games. So there's if from outside big scope, really good hire as far as hey, this guy's had success. Also, it appears as if a very hungry James Franklin.
Yeah.
That's what I took from it. Not just like a, yeah, I guess I'll give it a go here because he has generational money if he wanted
it. He sure does.
He doesn't have to do anything. He has 50, he would have 50-some million just to,
so he
just
took
to
nine.
Go away. At the, yeah, up front, and then, but then he'll get paid the rest of it from raw tech. So he has
plenty. I got it.
But my point is that, yes, it is, and he appeared very hungry from the start that he wants to – he can't wait to coach. He made that in the comments in his interview. This is all I know how to do.
He is 53 years old. He's in his absolute coaching prime, right?
Yes.
53. He's only 53. Look, I could see Virginia Tech in the top four of the ACC on a regular basis and maybe from the start, maybe from the get-go. I don't know. Will he take a bunch of players from Penn State? That's one thing I wonder.
It'll be interesting to see how. What if you're a starter at Penn State? I don't know if I'm taking off to go to
Va Tech
or not. But who knows? It could be relationship wise. You never know how those things pan out. But like I said, do you think it's a really good hire? I do.
What could it become the best pending what Lane? Now Lane automatically would become the best hire. Whether he goes to Florida or LSU, right?
And I'm not sure where that lean is. It leaning LSU at this point?
I don't know.
Or leaning Florida? I don't know where.
I was more amazed. I obviously I've got a lot of friends in BR and Baton Rouge, and so I go, just help me out here. I said, is this 100% true? The family was there, and he goes, yes, it's true.
Wow.
I go, that's.
I'm not big. If I'm an Ole Miss administrator, I'm not big on that. What are your family going to LSU for?
And there's been no statement. Like immediately everyone else like Cignetti with and I agree. I know he got a larger bump in his salary and all those different things, but he made a statement within like hours, like, no, I'm here, I'm good. The thought process would be, if it would be mine, I'd be like, okay, I've done something here. It'll be their best season ever, and this has been the best ever at Ole Miss. I just think you'd want to stay and at that spot where you get to be. There's very few of Bob Devaney, Tom Osborne walking around, because that's what they did at this spot. Now those
built
guys
both, Ole Miss.
They both did national championships. I get that, but Beamer has looked at that way at Va Tech. Beamer is the guy.
Yep,
he got that's to, he very got rare to a national championship game. But he is the statue. There's a statue of him out there.
That's very rare.
And so Kiffin's a potential statue guy at Ole Miss.
Yeah. Does it sound though like he's on the move to you?
It's odd because he's going to have so much money. It's not like, man, I got to get paid.
He's getting paid
a lot of money now. He's going to get paid more. So it's not really money.
No, it's not. He said it's not money.
And then now there is a difference. He said, Jake, 30 years ago, whatever it had been, we would have fallen out of our chairs if you said, you know who's a major player in college football? Oregon. We'd have been like, what are you? That was as downtrodden of a place as there could be. And guess what? They just got a trillionaire, and they started and things.
But is that Bilotti? Does he get the initial credit?
No. Help me out. It's not Bilotti. It's the one that went to the Rams as the Rams head coach. Is the original guy? He took him to the first Rose Bowl.
Help me.
He took him to the first Rose Bowl. I'm drawing a blank on him. It's before Bilotti.
Okay.
But anyway,
not for Beal or Mike Barnes.
What's that?
No, Oregon.
No, Oregon.
I know,
Oregon.
But I'm saying, but no. You said the Rams.
He went to the Rams as the head coach after Oregon. He left. I think he went to the NFL.
Who was at Oregon coaching?
Yeah, just look at that. I can't think of his name. It draws a blank, but he's the original.
Help us out, Breakers.
He took him about 95. He took Oregon to the Rose Bowl is what he did.
That's not Pilotti.
Yeah. And no, he was different.
Okay.
Brooks. Is it Brooks?
Brooks.
Is it Brooks?
You might have got.
I think I might have got that.
Jake. Brooks. Yeah, I'm seeing Brooks in the text line. Yeah. What was his first name, though?
Yeah. I'm drawing a blank on it.
So, keep going.
But anyway, my point being is no one thought they had a chance.
Right.
So do you think it's impossible to win a national championship at Ole Miss?
Not now.
Not now. Not now. So why? So what is the?
Rich Brooks.
Yeah, Rich Brooks. There you go.
Okay.
So why would that be? Why would you have to be? Back in the day, if you were 20 years ago, if you're at Ole Miss, you had to go to LSU or
why,
Florida.
Yeah, why now?
But now you really don't have to go.
Just, it's a brand discussion. The brand at LSU is still stronger.
And I don't know where people want to live. That's always a thing. I'm telling you, Oxford, Mississippi, it's sweet. It's like you're in a Hallmark movie. It's like people on their front porch drinking sweet
and
tea.
And it's close to Memphis.
It's just nice.
You can whip up to Beale Street.
You love Memphis.
You love Memphis. There you go.
You can whip up to Beale Street. Really close.
So that makes it interesting that now times are different.
Okay, so the chance.
Texas Tech currently is fifth.
Yeah.
Let that sink in.
I know. The chance of somebody hiring better than someone better than Franklin. It would be Penn State would have a chance to do that, right?
But who are they? I mean,
well, I don't know
right now.
I don't know.
There's nothing that's real hot on the board. I still think that the one person that's probably going to be, like, even though it's his alma mater, I do think if someone said, what's your best chance to win a national? Can you win a national championship at Vanderbilt? I still think it's hard.
Yeah, I do.
I still think that's harder than Ole Miss is.
Is it harder than Auburn?
And so, yes.
I do.
Yes.
I think that.
And so I think so that would be a reason for Clark Lea potentially, because Clark Lee's maybe done the best job. I mean, Vanderbilt has a chance to be 10-2 and maybe a playoff team. It's Vanderbilt. They've never won 10 games
Penn State
in a season,
could hire
ever.
Back-to-back Vanderbilt
They
coaches.
Went 50 years. They were never favored in an SEC game.
That's ridiculous.
For 50 years.
That is so...
Never had a favored. So there's different looks there. So he still stands out in that spot. But no, there's a lot of different. But I don't think that, like I said, they talk about all this stuff going on. You know, Lane Kiffin's son is a sophomore in high school, mm-hmm. you know, starting on their starting quarterback for the team. So now they have to move and different things that have to happen. That'd be a lot. But for us, it's a very interesting conversation. But I just thought it was interesting when it was true that and so if they were in Baton Rouge, that must have been in Gainesville also.
Who's out there that could be hired by a Penn State or an Arkansas or a Florida that would top Franklin? Who is that name? What if Orgeron got hired at Arkansas?
Blitzkrieg's over there. Yep, there he is.
Wow,
there.
Blitzkrieg.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
He'll be here.
Excuse me.
Wednesday.
I'm Blitzkrieg.
Hey, guys. Jake Sorensen. The countdown is on. Holiday shopping season is officially here, and Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. Don't wait. The most meaningful gifts get scooped up fast, and now is the perfect time to cross names off your list. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, making every gift feel meaningful and truly one of a kind. I recently got a whiskey board with a Miami Dolphins emblem that comes in a few weeks, and I cannot wait to see the product when it gets to me. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
Who? I don't know. I mean,
what if
Brian Kelly going to LSU was bizarre? They didn't work out, but that was a surprise
bizarre
move.
And big,
no one saw that happening at all. Is there another guy that no one sees moving that can move?
Right. That's who would top Franklin. That person. We don't know who it is.
Yeah, and they may think that Oklahoma was going to Lincoln Riley was going to USC.
No.
What
if Lanning just said, you know what, I'm going to the SEC.
What about Dabo? What if Dabo leaves Clemson?
Yeah, Dabo to
Penn State
LSU.
Or LSU, yeah, SEC.
Yeah, That could top it. Landon, that would top it.
Landon, I think, is a hard no, but it would be an interesting one to say, you know what?
He's not happening.
I want to get in the SEC.
No, he's not. You're right, though. It's not happening.
Not happening.
No, it's not. I should have said.
But he would be one, like I said, like, you know what a fan I am of Dan Lanning. I think he's the best. But that is a difficult job, not for finances, but that is a travel nightmare if you're at Oregon. Because you only have one team close to you.
Yeah.
And then so your games, a couple of you say, okay, like if you're flying to Nebraska, it's like, whoo, that's a short one. That's a short trip to Nebraska. We used to get on flights at LSU. We'd be at places in 40 minutes, 35 yeah. minutes. It was like, literally, we'd get up, we were on our way down. And so it's like, that is a flight. Oh, we're going to go play Maryland. Okay, that's fun. It's like a six-hour flight for a football game.
Yeah, I got you. Okay, I'm playing this game. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to play this game. What if, okay, you're saying who would top the Franklin hire? I got one. What okay. if Oklahoma State landed Jimbo?
It doesn't hire. It doesn't top it.
It doesn't?
No. It's a fine hire. It doesn't top.
I mean, it would be big for Oklahoma State.
Yeah. Yes.
It'd be big. Like Jimbo to Auburn, no, not a big deal. But Jimbo to a place like that?
Yeah, it'd be a big deal.
It's a good hire. I don't think it tops James Franklin or Lane Kiffin.
Okay.
Yeah, but I like the hire.
I think it's close to James Franklin.
I don't think it tops it, though.
I think it'd be close. The guy has a national title. How many national titles does Franklin have?
None.
Rest my case.
I like when you go to that kind of that. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what that is. Yeah, you have a whole new persona. I don't know who this is. This is like
he's Jimbo's the smart PR Alex guy. Basically.
Yeah. Hey, so tell me about Franklin. How many natties he got?
He's the PR guy for Jimbo
guy.
Fish.
This
we
isn't
all know
sixth
fish.
Grade Sipple. It's not sixth grade. No, this is not Fruit Loop Marty.
It's like 11th grade Sipple.
It's not Fruit Loop Marty. It's not yeast.
I'm not singing.
Let's do it. Yeast.
It's rising like the sun.
Yeah. A name we haven't heard that you had brought up, Bill, in previous weeks for Florida is Jed Fish.
Okay.
You think you still play there from Washington?
Okay. Now you're cooking.
It's been quiet.
Jed Fish
for a couple
is,
weeks.
In my opinion,
he took an L to somebody.
Is one
to Wisconsin.
Yeah. That kind of. But he came back and then did great next week. But his name's still there. And like I said, he's got ties to UCLA and to Florida. I do not see leaving Washington to UCLA.
But Washington
to Florida is a yes.
Mm.
So I could see Jed Fish 100%.
And would that top Franklin?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
No, probably not. I like Jed Fish, but it would not top James Franklin.
And Bill has mentioned this. It's kind of funny when we do this, and I just did it. Okay, so Fish lost to Wisconsin. He's off the board. Why? Because he lost one game?
That's the one that gets you the most. It was the same thing with, Summerall had that happen. Well, I lost that game. They had, like, one game. He's like, they lost that
so
one.
So much for Summerall.
Yes. Yeah, so, it's like, no, if you lose, is that your guy or not? It'd be kind of like, right now, if Clark Lee, say he beats Kentucky and loses to Tennessee at Tennessee, 9-3, ain't messing with that crap. Look what he's done. Look what he's done at Vanderbilt. It's remarkable. And their facilities at Vanderbilt, they've improved their stadium. They've done this. I was with them last year. It's still, they're a long ways off.
Andy?
Long ways off.
But now, they're paying players, though.
But their potential for money to pay players in Vanderbilt, it gives you a chance.
Yeah, I heard our guys talking on 84. Sirius, sorry, Jake. That Vandy is moneyed. They're paying. They're a payer. They're up there.
That's how they got Pavia. Your boy,
right.
The guy that you love.
I'm not
more than
pushing back on Pavia
football,
anymore.
Diego Pavia.
Yeah, I'm not pushing back on Pavia anymore. He wins games.
Let's go back to early September, Bill. Sip was so opposed to Pavia.
You didn't even
Cignetti, and now here we are, mid-November. He loves them both.
You wanted.
I'm so proud of you.
I don't love
you
him.
You felt Cignetti should maybe get fired.
No,
you did. You only thought he might get fired. No, he wanted the playoffs.
Screw this
probably
guy.
Let him go. And Pavia.
Oh God,
Pavia.
You made me violently ill, but. He wins, and he does it a lot of is himself. I mean, what was the last game?
He had 380 rush for 100 or whatever.
It was total yards.
Yeah, it was remarkable what he did.
He's a dude.
Yesterday morning, it was reported that John Summerall would meet with Florida. He has turned down that meeting. So, John Summerall.
Wait a second, seriously?
Yes. During our show, it was a report that he was going to meet with them, but by noon, that was
Summerall
turned
is really
away.
On. It's really two,
turned down
two
the Florida
jobs.
Job.
Because he came from Troy, so he has Alabama ties. So Auburn is in play, And obviously, he's coaching at Tulane, so Tulane puts LSU in play. That's kind
so
of
he
two.
Will not be at Tulane next year, though.
I don't think there's any way he's at Tulane next year. I believe he'll
be a playoff team, though.
I think he'll be at Auburn.
Jake, I don't think you can just stay at Tulane and turn down Auburn, LSU.
So how does that work, though? If you know he could be right now, they're the favorite to be the Group of Five playoff team, the 12th seed in the playoff.
But you just don't have access to players.
I know, but would you leave the team during the playoff, or how would that work?
Oh, if I don't know.
He's in. He's
that's coach really awkward. Yeah,
what would you do?
Really awkward.
The difference
really
now
awkward.
Is even college too. Is that you can send? You can say. The question would be this: what does the administration do if he says, "Listen, I'm taking the Auburn game job. I do not want to leave this team. I want to coach him." So do they say, appreciate it, but we need a Tulane guy coaching this team?
Ooh,
not you. So, or do they stay and say, okay, I understand that you're leaving. Stay here with the team and take him through the playoffs as whatever you can do. And then when
just
the time.
Do what Frosty did. I mean, he coached him out. He coached UCF after he, you know, it became apparent what was going on. Well, he got hired at Nebraska, then coach UCF,
it's
right?
It's quite a difference.
Times are different.
The portal was not the same at the same time. There's a difference. Now,
point.
The difference is, though, you can send a GM and whatever to work at your new spot. Here's what we're doing. Here's what's going on. So you have some options. It's kind of how would the university handle it? You know, what would happen like this? It's like, no, I want someone, a person coaching this team that's where they're going to be at. Their boots on the ground. So that would be an interesting take.
Some are all tricky.
But
that's tricky.
If you take Ole Miss, I mean, right now they'd be the fifth seed, which means they have a home game. Right. They have a chance to make a run. They could win it all. They have the potential to win
team.
It all.
Very good.
So they could, and so all of a sudden, imagine, yeah, I'm gonna take the LSU job, but I won't be there until sometime about, late January.
That's tricky.
Hope that's okay with you guys.
Yes.
No, it's
which
not.
Is, again, why we've discussed on the show, if you don't change the calendar, it is just buffoonery how this calendar is set up. It doesn't – why does the NFL work? Because there's no semesters.
I want to think
that's why
about,
it works. There's guys, no semesters.
You're going to hammer me on this, but I just had a – what's the word I'm looking for? A lightning bolt hit me. You got to have a coach in place before January 2nd, at least named, right?
Oh, named you do. Yeah,
portal.
If you have someone named.
Named.
Yeah, because there's no way in the portal.
The portal opens January 2nd.
And you got to be in there.
So you have to have a coach attached to your school at that point.
Yeah.
Right?
And which shouldn't happen. Like I said, just change the schedule. Just you can change it. It's not that hard.
There's an epiphany.
If you don't change the schedule, it'll never get fixed. There's never a time, like right now, are you talking about, hey, did you guys hear that in the NFL that so-and-so might be going here? No, they all coach out the whole season because nothing's stacked on top of each other.
I tell you, though, you need to talk to Dennis LeBlanc.
Okay.
He will tell you that academia will push back. I respect what you're saying.
You have to change
the schedule.
I agree
with it. I know, but academia is going to say, wait a second, we can't have a bunch of athletes determining when the calendar.
But then you can't have jobs. You can't have when you're hired. Everything. You think that things academically are going great right now for these students that are leaving and stuff?
No, I hear you.
Or start, like I said,
I'm not pushing
start
back.
Season August 1st then.
I am merely telling you who is pushing back. Academia.
But you have to change it. There's in the history of the world, nothing goes on like this where you're going to obtain a large part. But that would be just, seriously, the Super Bowl's over and the next week is the draft.
I know, it's weird.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Matter of fact,
I take it back. The draft is going on during the playoffs.
Yeah,
no. The draft is going on during
really
the playoffs.
Weird.
It's very strange.
If you don't fix and that's why coaches can't finish. Right now, it'd be so easy. It'd be like real simple. It's like, hey, first thing I would do is I'd be like, okay, no one, you just, New Heisel brought this up on one of the, but they're all correct. Spring ball, you don't have spring ball anymore. We talked about this forever. Just have OTAs in June. That's your spring ball. That way guys can now do what? They can transfer later. Because now it's like, I got to go. I could be there for spring ball. No, just move spring ball into June. Just have your OTAs, just like the NFL does.
You could do
that's
that.
How you build your team in that time. Don't have them during this time. If you don't change the schedule, it's so jacked up.
You could still have activities in the spring, though, right?
Yeah, you could have your workouts and stuff. But the big thing is now I have to get there. It's like you don't have to get here. Just get here in May because OTAs start in June. So you get to practice with the team in June.
I like that idea. I don't like it as well as Planet
Airport. Yes, that's caught a. Oh, can we play breaking news?
One second.
You have time.
You got to give me a second.
I know.
What's the breaking news, Bill? What do you got?
10-11 will have a film crew here for the a film crew. Suits will be bringing his film crew down for
is that right?
Kevin's suits will be down
for what?
For our big event on Wednesday, our Thanksgiving Eve, 6 to 9 a.m. And suits will you can get a photo with suits in the Worlds Collide photo booth. They'll have that. So
I'm still
10, 11 strong will be here.
With cameras?
What's that? With cameras.
Will suits be in a suit or like in just casual attire?
I don't know how suits will be dressed.
He's usually casual.
Before his shift, I would think. Yeah.
You'll see him, I'm sure, this
He's
week.
He's usually casual.
Can you talk to him this weekend, Steve? He'll be in.
I will talk to him.
He'll be in.
I usually don't, but I will. I mean, I do in past.
Just give him a chat. You know?
Yeah, I'll ask him about it. This is true, though. Yeah. They're coming with a camera crew.
We'll have a camera crew here, yes. Worlds Collide.
All cameras are welcome.
Yes, all cameras are welcome.
Everybody's welcome.
Everyone's welcome. There'll be some things on Twitter and X.
We'll post them all. When we come back, a quick peek at Nebraska, New Mexico tonight. Next, an early break in the ticket.